Welcome to the Dr. April Jasper Show, relevant conversations for business owners of today.
Are you looking for a nutritional supplement to help with your day-to-day vision needs? Look no further than MacuHealth. Recommended by doctors worldwide, MacuHealth offers a full line of products designed to support your vision and eye health. Available through eye care professionals on Amazon.com and directly on our website at MacuHealth.com. And here's the best part. Use the code OME24 when ordering direct from MacuHealth for special discounts. MacuHealth, nutrition you can see.
Welcome, everyone. I am so excited to be here with my good friend, Frederick Jouet.
Frederick, how are you?
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
So what people don't know about you is a lot, but...
I hope so.
I want you to help them to understand your passion for eye care, your passion for our patients. But before we go there, you have such an amazing career already, from the military to Wall Street to, and I'm sure I'm skipping some stuff in between, eyeballs.
Teaching law a little bit.
Oh, that's right. An attorney. Yeah. Tell us about that journey and how did you end up in my world, the eyeball world?
Luck, happenstance. So born and raised in France, went to school there, went to law school there. When I was done with law school, went to the Navy. When I was done with Navy, moved to America as a professor of law for University of Detroit Mercy School of Law. Stayed here, taught law for a while, went back to school at Michigan Law School, and then decided I did not want to be a professor. So went on a career on Wall Street in different capacities. And then from there, I started to look at investment banking, at venture capitalism, got some ideas and some projects that came on my table. One that was closest or hit closer to home because people in the family had already mentioned their drusens.
Wow.
Was the lutein zeaxanthin mesyl zeaxanthin combination. And at the time, there was absolutely nothing. So we scoured the earth to find scientists who would be willing to take on the challenge of telling us if we had something. They did reluctantly, actually. They were basically doing it to prove me wrong. What do you know? You're
nice.
A law school guy. And they came back and said, well, we'll be darned. It works. And it works very well.
Wow.
And you fast forward 15 years, MacuHealth is one of the most prescribed products in optometry.
As the founder and CEO of MacuHealth, I love the fact that you started down this journey because of a need that was real to you and in your life. I'm hearing that already from other folks in the company, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, there was a need, and there was really two problems for me. The first problem was the people dear to me being told, well, you have drusen, you're going to have macular degeneration, you're going to go blind.
Yep.
And it was shocking to me that a doctor would make that statement.
Right.
The second part is a bit of a, it's going to sound a bit like a knock on optometry, but it's not. It's really a challenge.
Yeah. We can take
You are the absolute world champions at giving away revenues.
Yeah.
And if you look what happened with AREDS2, and we can expand on AREDS2 later, but... AREDS2 by Bausch & Lomb, they provided you optometrists with free samples, and then they told your patients, go to the pharmacy.
Right.
And that's street drug deal 101. It's, we're going to give you that for free, push it on the people, and then the people will come and buy from us. And you were basically, as optometrists, cut off of two things. Cut off of the revenue stream and the compliance.
Right.
And that's the biggest problem. If you look at the progression of AMD, we slow it down a bit, but it's still pretty prominent and pretty strong.
Yeah, so the message used to be, as you just stated, I would tell a patient, we don't know anything really about what we can do to help, but there is one study, which we do need to make sure we talk about that because it's got problems. And this one study says, maybe this will help. We give them a sample, tell them to go buy it in the store. Multiple reasons that's a problem, one of which is we don't even know what they'll end up buying once they get there.
That's correct. Usually the cheapest product.
So now, as you continue this conversation, I haven't done anything good for my patient in that and I haven't done anything good for my business. Is there anything wrong, by the way? Let's circle back to business, with the business being profitable. Should I be upset makes money?
Unless you want to be a pro bono doctor, which is awesome. I mean, God bless you. At the end of the day, you still have to have a career and make money for yourself and your family.
And my patients want me to.
The biggest problem is that optometrists especially, I tell that to my optometrist, don't think with my wallet. You don't know what's important to me.
As the patient.
As a patient. So if you take Matthew Elf and you divide the price, the highest possible retail price by the number of pills, which is number of days, it's 86 cents a day. And I always ask doctor, if you can find me a cappuccino for 86 cents, I will move there.
That's good. And in the end, the doctor wins because they know their patient's doing the right thing, taking the right product.
Yes.
And so what makes MacuHealth, so your first journey, it sounds like, on this path was to find the right ingredients. Then the journey went even further. So you start wherever you think we need to, Frederick, because you have better information on all this and knowledge of it than I do. But what was the first hurdle that you faced, and how did you guys overcome it and keep going?
So I always answer that question with a quote from Gandhi, which is going to sound very strange talking about supplements and optometry. So the quote from Gandhi is this: at first, they ignore you, which is exactly what happened. We started with lutein, zeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin. Nobody cared. Then they ridicule you. And a lot of the competition did that. Oh, you know, mesozeaxanthin doesn't exist. It's not found in this. You don't have a study with mesozeaxanthin alone. Why would I have a study with mesozeaxanthin alone? I have three products.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they fight you, which they did. I don't think they were ready for me to fight back. So
they don't know you like we know you.
The fourth part of the quote is, then you win.
Yeah.
So the quest started with, well, what do we have? We have a lutein and zeaxanthin and Arid Stew. Now we have this third carotenoid that seems to be crucial and ended up scientifically being proven to be crucial.
Yeah.
Because it's right in the middle and where the disease sets foot. So now, is it bioavailable? We proved that it was bioavailable. Because we used all the battles and all the digs to demonstrate. I should almost send thank you notes and baskets to the competition for giving us ideas of what to look for.
Wow.
Well, it's not bioavailable. Oh, good question. Let's find out. It is.
Wow.
It's not in the diet. Well, apparently it is. You don't need it. Well, let's think about it. We did an experiment in Europe where we had one person taking the supplement and 12 poor souls who got a kale avocado salmon smoothie every day. At the end of the 3 weeks exercise, giving the smoothie to those 12 folks was like feeding the lions. You had to basically put it somewhere and run. You get 3 milligrams of carotenoids in a fantastic diet. And it's a mix of devolution of the food. It's a mix of a lot of things. We don't eat well. You need 20.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have 3 carotenoids. So the question we always ask, if you have a 3-pieces jigsaw puzzle, and I give you 2 pieces, how are you going to solve that problem?
Right.
So that's where we went. And that's how we discovered we had something phenomenal. So now you have people who would say, and we just did some studies here, well, some research. We have interns on the case. Well, just eat the Mediterranean diet.
I've heard people say that.
Which I will wholeheartedly endorse. Eat well. Now, if you look at the statistic, 85% of Americans would absolutely think the Mediterranean diet is the thing. It will cost you about $3,000 a year as a single person to live properly on and adhere to the diet.
Wow.
So anyone who makes $55,000 and less is basically not able to afford it. That's 42% of our population.
Right. So what do?
They still eat McDonald's and things are not good.
Yeah.
So hence the word supplement. We're not trying to overcome or override a proper diet. The proper diet should be the foundation. But you need to supplement because we don't get enough of it.
Right. So the Mediterranean diet might work, but the supplements are easy. They're there. And so what you guys did is you found what needed to be in it. You tested it to prove that it was correct. You also made it in a way that it's bioavailable.
Yes. So we're always trying to get better than we were yesterday. That's why Macromycel came about.
Okay.
We figure out a way to make it massively bioavailable.
Okay. And then from there, where we went was now we have bioavailability. Now what we needed to do, you said, was to make certain that what we say is in the product is in the product. So take us to that journey.
Well, there was a an interesting moment. That's the year Vision Expo East moved out of New York for COVID, post-COVID.
And you came to Orlando.
So I get up one morning in my hotel room, I open my emails, and there's an email from a lady from a CTV news outlet.
Okay.
There's an attachment to the email, and it says, do you have any comments? So I open the attachment, and there is a list of about 48 supplements, Matthew Elf supplements included in the list. And it's like a pass-fail. So I look at every Matthew Elf product and they all pass. So I answered back, you know, I can be sarcastic sometimes. I said, no, thank you for the good grades, professor, to let me know who you are. Now, so she calls me and she goes, well, we have analyzed 48 ocular supplements on the market in Canada. If you take the Matthew Elf products line out of the equation, 70% did not have inside the box what they claimed on the label.
Oh my gosh. And this is just some random person.
That's a journalist.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
What did you do? Besides smile?
Well, we smiled and then we started to promote what we have been using to make sure that we pass. And we are very aware of that because the first batch of Matthew Elf back in 2009 was a powder-based product.
Okay.
And when a study was done with that product, it came back and said triple carotenoid works very well, 7.2 lutein, 6.8 mesozeaxanthin, 1.5. I called the scientific team. I'm like, I thought you were using the 10-10-2. And so, yeah, we were, but it deteriorates, so it's not 10-10-2 anymore. So I had to burn. I incinerated $55,000 worth of product because it was basically deteriorating and no good.
Man.
Most of the competition doesn't do that. We have a very cute story because we test a lot of our competitors. Beta-carotene is a very good ingredient or very common ingredient in some people. We have a competitor that would tell you, well, you don't need mesozeaxanthin. Mesozeaxanthin is not needed. They have almost 4 milligrams of mesozeaxanthin in their product.
Wow.
So that's why we went with supplement certified. ISO, so it's the highest level of quality certification. ISO is used by the automotive, is used by everybody.
Yep.
You need to be audited for months to get the certification. And there are about 5 large companies with Matthew Elf who are now using supplement certified, which is we create a batch of product. Random bottles are sent by our manufacturer to the lab, supplement certified lab, that analyzes the product to see if what we claim on the label is present inside the bottle. So first hurdle, if it's not there, we have to destroy the product. And then once they have established it's there, they are going to analyze the product for the lifespan of the product to make sure it stays stable. Because that's the second problem. Maybe you don't have what you have, what you claim, or you have what you claim, but by month 5, you don't have anything.
Wow.
We have analyzed product that claims to have 10-10-2 like we do and have 0-0-0. You're buying sawdust.
Oh, my goodness.
So a company like Thea Lab, for example, which is one of the biggest ophthalmology optometry products in Europe, Ibiga Vision in Germany, ourselves, are using supplement certified on top of NSF and Informed Sports for athletes to absolutely guarantee our patients and our doctors what you're buying is what you are buying.
We are excited to have CooperVision as a sponsor of our podcast. CooperVision is one of the world's leading contact lens manufacturers, and they serve eye care professionals and patients in over 130 countries. Their innovative products help millions of patients see every single day. One of the technologies and innovations that we love the most about CooperVision is their groundbreaking technology in soft contact lenses that helps to slow the progression of myopia in children 8 to 12 years old at the initiation of treatment.
So what you're telling me, Frederick, is that you don't have to do that.
There's no, it's crazy. It's the Wild West. There's no regulation. We do it because you need to have it.
Yeah. So when my patients, I tell them they need MacuHealth, the best way is to have it in my office and sell it to them. I control all of that for them. But if they leave me and they go search online or they go to a store somewhere and they find what they think is a similar product, are they getting the same thing?
75% chance no.
And even what they're getting, you're telling me, is not necessarily what's in the bottle, what they think they're getting.
Well, there are different levels. First thing, they could get something that is not MacuHealth. Then I don't know.
Right.
The price of, I guess, of being a successful company and having a successful product is we have Chinese imitators that will pop up on Amazon at like 2 o'clock in the morning and put a product. And then we have a company that buys things when they show up like this.
Yeah.
And you analyze it, there's nothing in it. But there's a patient that thought they were getting MacuHealth. They have, they basically have counterfeit our label. They're going to pop up at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time, be gone
at
6 o'clock and make $15,000, $10,000, $12,000 that night. And nobody catches those guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, I always tell doctors, I take an eye exam and I need contacts. Are you sending me to CVS to get my contacts?
Nope.
Are you sending me to 1-800-CONTACTS?
Nope.
I need glasses. You send me to Warby Parker? So why are you sending me to Amazon or to CVS if I need supplements?
Yep. No, I want to control all of it because I want my patients
Bring
to have
back.
The best outcomes.
Yes. Bring them back.
And it's not about money, although my patients are fine with me being profitable. It's about the fact that if you were my patient, Frederick, and you lived in Florida and you came to see me, you would do that as a patient because you know I'm going
to
make sure everything about your experience
to
is
me,
the way
quality,
it should be.
Quality of care, yeah.
And then for me to send you somewhere else to go get what I'm telling you you need does not look like I'm even being the doctor.
I actually had an argument with a doctor because I said something. I did it on purpose. It's not true. I said, yeah, I got to go to CVS, get some readers. And he just gave me a lecture about the fact that the readers will not even have the number that you're looking for throughout the glass, and then ask a question. Say, what do you do supplements? You got to send them to CVS. I'm like, this is funny.
So I want to switch gears, but bring me back if you want to come back to this. I want to make sure we cover everything because it's really important to me that our listeners understand everything that they need to about how much work you guys are doing here at MacuHealth to really make a difference for us. So don't let me miss anything. Oh, we should talk about the Life Meter. We didn't do that yet. So Tell them, and I think this is the latest. And by the way, for anyone watching, MacuHealth is what we've spent a lot of time talking about right now. But that's not all Frederick's company has. So jump into that.
We were talking about that when we, so you're here because we were having our director's meeting. So it's kind of halftime of 2024 already. And we are going through what we have done, what we're going to go forward, and what we're going to do. And one of our directors said, I think it's time for us to make a point. We are much more than a macular degeneration company. And I think being here for the last couple of days, you've seen in our office, we are a lot more than that.
It's amazing.
MacuHealth is definitely the core business. We have Vision Edge Pro for athletes. You saw the defile of Olympians that are coming and are going to be using our products. TG Omega 3 for dry eye, and soon a lot more. We're going to come up with some amazing data on fish oil. Is fantastic. Vitreous Self for floaters. Vitreous floaters. Kind of a unique product we stumbled upon and is doing very well for
us.
It's
brilliant.
The Life Meter is really tying it up together when it comes to carotenoids, because the missing part in optometry is having an objective measurement for the macular pigment.
Yep.
So Life Meter, and there's another one called the hand scanners, are using objective technology to measure carotenoids levels in the skin. And by 30 years of scientific data, we know the correlation between serum and target tissue, so in our case, macular pigment.
Right.
We'll sort of the correlation between serum and skin. So you can get a number that is very accurate that tells you if there is a deficiency or if you're doing well. And what's crazy is when we take this on the road, doesn't matter if it's US, Canada, or Ireland. It's like the Beatles. We have like 100 people waiting in line at pharmacies. And they come in droves, sometimes 2-3. I'm like, oh, wow, April got a 500. I only have 300. What do I need to do? And it's such an easy test and such an objective test. You know, when I started, we had the flicker photometer. And there's still a flicker photometer out there. It takes, no matter what you say or do, it takes 10 minutes.
Right.
And if you don't do paraphovia, you're basically getting whatever number that is. So this is an objective thing that you can do in 3 minutes at the front desk while your patient is waiting. Put this on the chart, and then by the time they come to you, you look at my numbers. Whoa, you have 150 Life Meter?
Yep, it's happened.
What does it mean? Nothing good. Or you have a 700. And what's funny is we have doctors, and I applaud them to be skeptical. Okay, I'll take my number. And then they get a bad number. I say, well, I'm going to give you 2 bottles of Matthew Elf, and I want you to come back and retest when I see you in 6 months at another show. In 6 months, they double or more.
Wow.
So they realize there is something to supplementation.
I love it. So the Life Meter in my practice has made us more consistent. Mm-hmm. So everybody goes through it. It's helped us to be able to have a better conversation with patients. Have you seen, Frederick, in practices like mine that have brought it in, that it's made a difference?
Yeah, what we did is we did a 6 month back, 6 month forward. So we do that with our doctors. So now we're talking about Matthew Elf doctors, meaning people who have already embraced supplementation and are already doing the business. And we look 6 months back, average, and 6 months past putting the Life Meter. The average increase is 48%.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, because now you have something to talk to your patient. Don't avoid the conversation because you don't know exactly what the number is. Now you have a number.
Right.
And you know that number correlates. So let's bring them back. And they'll come back because they want to come back and say, oh, what's my number now?
Exactly.
You know, we have doctors who are, I got a text a couple of days ago. We got, look, I'm at 800, man. And they keep on sending me pictures of their scores. You know, they come to the office, they're the first one taking the test after calibrating the machine, and on we go.
You have to feel good about that, though, Frederick. Yeah. I mean, look at 15 years ago, where this all began. You were worried about mom.
15 years ago was just me.
Yeah, exactly. And now you have done so much to change the future of people's vision. So that's what I look at when I look at this, Frederick. You haven't just, you started it out to help your family.
Yes.
And now you've helped us help all our families and all of our patients, because this isn't just about fixing a person who's broken today. It's about keeping everybody in a better place. And to now find out too, that you mix or add your omega-3 with Macu Health.
Yes.
And now not only are you helping the eye, but you're helping the brain.
They bring the brain, and you'll see in the next 18 months, it's going to help a lot more than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. Don't stop.
No, we're not, because that's the motto of the company. Our job, we're not. And it's funny because we hear rumbling about our competition, thinking, I have no idea what they're doing. I could care less.
Yeah.
I think they're more interested in what we're doing, which is great. The job of everyone in this company is to be better tomorrow than we were yesterday. That's all we compete against.
Yeah. What people don't know about you is that you are so motivational in every way.
Yeah.
The conversations I've had with you, David and I have, we're better people because of it.
Oh, that's thanks. Thank you.
So I'm going to give you a chance to leave everyone with a few words of wisdom as an entrepreneur, as an investor. I mean, you're not just about this one company. You do a lot. there's a lot of people that listen that are business owners as well. What are some things or one thing, whatever you want to leave them with to kind of help them to understand that they're not in this alone. We're in this together, but give them some something to just inspire them to what they can do tomorrow.
To me, it's all about ownership. Yeah. So if you look at what the every sales meeting Matthew Alpha has every year has a theme. The theme this year was very dear to me because that's a word you hear a lot in the military, but in civilian life or in optometry life, you don't necessarily follow up on it. And it's the word execute. We don't execute. And that's a problem because you have a 40, 50 year optometry career?
Yep.
Think about the number of people over 50 years that you are going to touch.
Wow.
And think now about how many, for lack of a better word, you let down if you don't do your job properly.
Yep.
I think there is enough science, there's enough data to not be able to say, well, I don't know about supplementation. And again, we talked about AREDS2. AREDS2 is a 2006 technology. That would be like me telling you, give me your iPhone, I'm giving you a Razer Motorola, and that's how you make right. phone call now. And the science of supplementation for vision evolves as fast as your cell phone. So the fact that you still have retina people talking about AREDS2, not knowing, for example, that the AREDS2 supplement that are sold today don't have the same lutein and same zeaxanthin that was in the AREDS2 study. So it's not even AREDS2.
Wow.
80 milligram of zinc, 68 milligram of zinc. What are we talking about?
Oh,
NIH own website says 9 millimeter for you, 11 milligram per day for me. 80, that's 8 times. Plus a multivitamin, you had 105 easy, plus your consumption. So educate yourself and own it.
Yeah.
It's your practice and execute. I think a lot of our doctors, a lot of doctors go to a show, they listen to a Bernstein or Nolan or Stringham, and they're like, oh, wow, I want to do this. And then they come to the office and they go back to refraction and lenses.
Yeah.
That's commodity. If you're only doing this, it's a problem. Because you have Warby Parker. Yeah. I don't go to the mall very often. I needed a dongle for my computer, went to the mall, and across Apple, there's a Warby Parker. They are in brick and mortars now. So if you're just doing what they are doing and they have commoditized the program and
right.
cheapened it, well, you're going to have to compete on price and you're going to lose money. But if you know, and people talk about medical optometry. I think Carl Spear and I have the same look at this. That if you have to say medical optometry, you're a doctor. Yeah, you're doing medicine. you know how much I went to bat in Florida to make sure you guys could use the word physician. To me, it's total eye care. Are you practicing total eye care or are you just doing the Snelling chart and
right.
Glasses? And if you're doing this, I think you need to sit down with yourself and start to think, okay, how do I execute this differently? Because the plan, there's a quote by a former captain in SEAL teams that says, the plan, the vision, the idea, if you don't execute, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
So execute. Figure out that you are here to make your patients better, and that makes them better.
Love it. Yeah. Frederick, thank you.
You're welcome for
supporting the podcast. Thank you for all you do to bring change to our patients. And honestly, you've given our patients vision for a lifetime, as long as we execute
more
and prescribe.
To come, but yeah, the word is execute.
So good. Thank you.
You're welcome.